your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Marjorie Wildcraft's with us. We're talking about the Get Prepared Expo and some of the fun we had. And, Marjorie, you got some stories.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, and you know, by the way, when Vince says cocked, locked, he's serious. He's ready. There's nobody going to mess with this guy. Yeah, you know, on Friday night, there's everybody hangs out together. We have a meal together. We take over this restaurant, the Catfish Parlor.
Was that wild?
That was fun. That was so much fun. I got to sit with the Dollar Height family and Mike Ma and all these characters. But well,
what do you think about the Dollar Heights? I mean, they were facing a $6.19 million fine for raising pet rabbits and selling them.
You know, as someone who also raises small-scale rabbitry, that is the most astoundingly, like, what? How could that, you know? I mean, you want to talk about an example of the viciousness of the federal government toward the small producer.
Right.
That is the classic example. And boy, did they really mess up with that family, too, because
if you want to know what we're talking about, just type in Dollar Height, D-O-L-L-A-R-H-I-T-E, Dollar H-I-T-E, and you'll find it. It went all the way up to the U.S. Congress, and Rand Paul got involved. The idea was they were accused of cruelty to animals, and they weren't. I mean,
no.
These guys run a computer store. It's a first-class operation. They have great rabbit cages. And here's what the federal government does. They said, you know, see this rust on this cage? That's what we're concerned about. Now, we're talking about a spot maybe a half inch by 1 inch. Now, rabbit urine will do that to galvanize wire.
Yeah.
Like anybody, in a week.
Anybody who's got a rabbitry, you know, it just it's part of what happens with the cages. I mean, and that it's not a big deal at all. Those things last forever, even rusted.
Yeah, and they were. I saw the cages. I saw the pictures, and so the government was just picking on them, and so the Dollar Height family dug in. It's like the more the government went after them, the more they dug in.
Well, you have to when the government is saying, first of all, I want $90,000, and then the fining like gets built up to some millions of dollars. What are you going to do? You better dig in.
Well, that's what they did. And well, the government said, okay, $6.19 million, just give us your credit card for 90-something thousand, and we'll call it good. I mean, these guys, and where do they come from? You know, they're not from your neighborhood. These are thugs that they send in from somewhere else to harass you and to threaten you. Yeah. Arlo Guthrie had a little song about what it takes to be an IRS agent. He said you have to have, he didn't use this exact word, but he said you have to be basically pretty mean, and then they train you to become really mean.
Well, I gotta tell a story on you then. So my daughter, my beautiful little 11-year-old daughter, comes with me. She's homeschool, and she actually gets to play store. She loves it, but she's got one of these smartphones, and you know how kids are. So Vince is walking around. You're glad-handing with everybody, right? Having a good time. He comes by, and Kimber, my daughter, sneaks a picture of him. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Hey Vince," because I knew what she was going to do. I said, "Hey Vince, what do you think?" And for those of you listening, Vince is a lean and fit, you know, he's physically fit guy. There's not any extra meat on his bones. So I said, "Vince, what do you think you'd look like if you'd eaten chocolate pudding for 6 months?" And he's going, "Huh?" I said, do you like chocolate pudding?" And all I'm trying to do is stall for time while she's processing, and I know what she's going to do to this. So Vince is looking at me like, "Huh? What's the matter with you?" So my daughter whips up this picture on her smartphone of Vince, like as if he were 300 pounds. And Vince, you looked at this thing and you go, and then you go, and I didn't know whether you were mad or what, and you go, "Thank you. Thanks for that photo." And you walked off.
What was I going to do? She made my face like 2 feet wide.
It just cracked me up so much, and I said, well, either that was a good thing or a bad thing. I know.
Oh, no, it's fine.
She started doing that to people at the expo, though. You know? Oh, man. Here's what you're going to look like if you don't start growing your own food.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good point. That's what we need to do. So did you find anybody that was out of control or not behaved at the expo?
No, not one person, really. Yeah, everybody's amazing. Really friendly. Really helpful. Yeah.
The police came by and wanted to make sure we were all safe.
Yeah. Yeah, nice big German Shepherd.
Yeah. Yeah. Their drug dogs, they brought them through to make sure we were all safe.
They didn't find anything.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? They found not a single problem. And it was really nice not to have the city call the Board of Health on us. I mean, that's what they, in Springfield, that's what they did to us.
Did they?
Yeah, the city-owned facility. What happened was I was setting up on Thursday in Springfield. And we don't want to go back to Springfield. They're horrible. But on Thursday I was setting up and I was getting ready for the broadcast, putting the equipment in the seminar room, you know. And because James Wesley Rawls was going to do a teleseminar and I was going to use the same equipment for the next day. So I was setting it up, and one of the managers from the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds came in, and she said, you know, your gun offends me. I'm just sitting in this room by myself, you know. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm just me, you know, and I mean, just me. I was the only one there, you know, that wasn't employed. And she told me, your gun offends me. And I looked up at her, you know, over my glasses, you know, and I said, well, you can leave.
You know, I can tell you, you know, I used to be one of these women. You go in the sporting goods store, right? Well, you go and get camping equipment or something, you know. And they always had the guns in the gun cases, the glass. And I could never, when I walked by there, I just couldn't look at that. I had turned my head away.
Really?
Yeah, I just never, you know, guns were never really a big part of my thing. And they're you know, they're really powerful and they're really dangerous and they kill people. And then, of course, you know, I had that story where, well, you know, I made the video, the Grow Your Own Groceries video, and I'm going to different shop owners, local shop owners. The first thing you do is you go to your local community and start trying to sell it in the stores. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, because I'm in this one store with a shop owner. And I said, here's this video. You know, you learn how to grow food in a collapse situation. If anything ever bad goes, you know, the economy is going bad.
Right.
And he looks at me dead in the eye and he says, I'm never going to need to grow food.
Really?
And I said, really? Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And I'm thinking, my back in mind, I'm thinking, well, do you have a whole bunch of food stored up somewhere? You know, where do you live?
Right.
You know,
right.
All those evil little thoughts you have, right? He says, no, I don't have any food stored up.
Really?
That's what I said. And I said, well, why aren't you going to need to grow food? And out from under the counter, and he wasn't threatening me, but he pulled out, and I didn't know enough about guns at this time. It was just this big, gigantic, black, semi-automatic something. And he lays it on the counter, and he's showing me. And he said, with this, I'm going to get all the food I need from people like you.
Really?
That's exactly what he told me face to face right there in the store.
Uh-huh. Well, I know a guy in the Ozarks, and he said exactly the same thing. And this guy has a radio broadcast. He has a radio broadcast.
Yeah,
and well, he hates me. He said the same thing. He said, hey, I don't need to prepare. I got me a gun. And well, I got me a gun, too, but I am preparing because it's immoral to go and steal food from other people at gunpoint. And what makes these people think that that's the right thing to do? And do they think they're going to get away with it? Do they think no one's going to shoot them? You know, I put some farmers on those class. You know, I'm a farmer. And I raised black Angus cows. Well, there's some cattle rustling going on.
Oh.
And somebody said on the air, hey, Vinny, you know, they're rustling cows a couple counties down the road. And, you know, just want to let you know. And I said, it will be a bad day for anybody who rustles my cows. I'm serious. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to put up with somebody coming in and helping themselves to my house or my barn or my animals or my fuel or my tractors.
Well, that just people just like you are all over the countryside, and that's exactly why that strategy is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
now,
absolutely
if somebody needs
ludicrous.
Help, if somebody needs help and asks me,
Exactly.
I will help them.
I know.
But if someone comes in and violates my property, my family, my animals, it's going to be really bad. I mean, it'll make the news.
Yeah.
It really will.
Well, after that experience, and then again, yes, I've been on a lot of radio shows, and I've had radio hosts tell me the same thing when I was retelling that story. But I got very interested in guns after that.
Did they say that they have a gun and they were going to...
That's what their strategy. Yeah, they're going to go out and...
That's not a strategy.
That's what they're telling me. You know what? It's also really stupid to tell me in advance, because, you know, if you told me in advance you're going to come steal from me, then if I see you on site, I'm going to have to... act on that knowledge.
Absolutely.
If you come up the road and you're asking, exactly, if you're asking for help, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But if you told me ahead of time, you know, but yeah, so I did. I got very interested in guns. And now, So like that woman who's offended by your gun, I bet if she started getting into it now, I think they're so sexy, you know. And my husband is like, hon, do we really need another gun? Because now you're going to Missouri and there's going to be a gun show there. You're not going to... I said, no, hon, they won't let you buy guns in Missouri when you live in Texas. You know, you're safe.
Yeah.
But I did buy a big knife.
I saw your knife. It's not just a knife. It's a Damascus steel.
Can you believe this guy makes his own Damascus steel?
In the United States.
In the United States. He makes these unbelievable knives.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's something that will become an heirloom. That's something that will just not leave the family. Tell us about the handle.
Yeah, that's an elk antler handle. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing. The craftsmanship in that, though. And, you know, when you look at the blade on those Damascus steels, it's kind of got this zebra-like type pattern because the steel has been folded over and over and over again and hammered and just artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Actually, he said it was a presentation knife. I said, what's a presentation knife? He said, well, these knives are so handcrafted and so high quality that normally people only buy them to give as a present to somebody else is a really meaningful thing. And I said, well, maybe this is not the right knife for me because I use knives.
Mm-hmm.
I need a knife to use, and this looks like this is going to last me all of my lifetime. And he said, well, I'm really glad to sell you that because I really would prefer the knives to be used.
Yeah.
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 And
he was an exhibitor at the expo.
Yeah, Ed.
Yeah.
Ed.
Yeah. And, he's
amazing,
a real survivalist.
Craftsman. Yeah.
Yeah. Marjorie Wildcraft, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Let's talk about some of the cast of characters that were here at the expo when we come back after this break.
It's crazy.
Marjorie Wildcraft, GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marjorie Wildcrest with us. And I know, Marjorie, I know you think that I didn't want to eat those worms.
Well, you've been avoiding them for a long time.
I was looking all over for you guys.
No, yeah, right. You were looking all over.
I said, I got to eat those worms. Where's Marjorie?
Yeah.
Where is Marjorie?
Hey, we had all kinds of people. You would not believe. I mean, you're talking your staunch Republican rancher, you know, your backwoods hillbilly. Mm-hmm. We had Amish and Mennonites eating worms. We had kids. The kids all come. This year we had Cajun worms. And we had people grabbing these worms and running off and getting their friends to eat them.
Now, wait a minute. Cajun worms, is that like a delicacy?
Well, it is now. Mealy worms with Cajun spice. Yeah, my friend Alan Davison was there with the bugs. This guy, you know, I mean, the bugs are weird, right? I get it. You know, it's not going to be like...
Well, they hop around. They got hairy legs. They got big eyes with, you know...
They're not one of the four major food groups, whatever those are. But, you know, Alan is so passionate about it. And to be around somebody who's so passionate and engaged with life, it really is a joy. And he's a lunatic. He's one of the lunatics. He fits right in.
Where was it? He was giving an introduction, and said something like, "Not now. We're going to have dinner."
Yeah. Hey, you know, he's got these gigantic grubs, though. I got to tell you, these things are like
little hot dogs.
They're 3 inches long and an inch wide.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, you know, normally you talk about eating food, and you're like, the little insects are a little bitty thing. You're like, what are you going to get out of that, right?
Right.
He's got these big ones, and they just live on wood chips. And when they get done eating the wood chips, what they leave behind is this fabulous compost. Mm-hmm. And they themselves turn into protein and fat.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, you cut the head off, cut the tail off, slice them up the middle, clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a chunk of meat that's kind of like bacon. I mean, really.
Really? So really. Well, he was cooking them up and he was frying them, right?
Yeah. And he's so excited because you take 50 females and you grow them, and 5 generations out, I forget how many thousands of pounds of meat you end up having. And I'm like, well, Alan... Yeah, well, like you were saying, I'm warming up to this. I'm at -40.
Yeah, he asked me how I felt about it. I said, I'm warming up slowly. I'm at minus 40 right now. Yeah.
Well, he's writing a book, and we're putting a video together. So if anybody wants to go to my website and sign up to the newsletter, you'll be the first to know. Because, you know, listen, really, it is a survival food source.
It is.
And with all of this stuff, it's not like you're going to want to do it every day. But if you do it ahead of time, mm-hmm. and you kind of get over that yuck factor ahead of time,
uh-huh.
just like all of this stuff, you practice a little bit early.
Uh-huh.
Because we're going to have so many changes to go through when this happens.
Mm-hmm.
The key to surviving is going to be to change little bits and increments now. So that way when the big changes come, you've already adapted.
You know,
it's not nearly as harsh.
I was having dinner next to Dr. Richard Allen Miller last night. And it was at a buffet. And he was eating some shrimp. And I'm looking over there. I'm thinking, you know, the difference between cockroaches and them is water. They live in the water. But some people really like them. Now, lobster, I mean, I'm convinced they're cockroaches of the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's the other thing, by the way. If you are allergic to seafood, and this is your out, Vince. This is your out. If you're allergic to seafood. You should not eat insects because they're the same species or genre or whatever it is that they're related botanically or biologically. So if you're allergic to seafood, you should not eat insects.
That's my story.
But you know what? The apocalypse. Let's talk about the apocalypse. The four horsemen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the pestilence and you got the drought and you got the famine. Well, you get the locusts. And the locusts come and they eat everything. They strip every leaf. They eat all your food. They're everything. The locusts are everywhere. Well, you get the way you get through that phase is you eat the locust, you dry the locust, you salt the locust, you get through that until you can replant and get going again. And no, you don't want to live on locusts forever,
right. But,
you know, it's something you want to make it through anyway. So, you know, John the Baptist, locust and honey.
Mm-hmm.
There were lots of characters there. Lots of neat people. I got to meet Sheriff Mack.
He's a great guy. He's a big guy.
He was a big guy.
Really big
he still
guy.
Is too, I guess.
I took a picture of him and the freeze dry guy, you know, standing together, and it's like a foot and a half difference. I said, freeze dry guy, can you get on your toes?
You know, he totally opened me up to how important, and it's amazing that the Constitution is defended by the county sheriff. I mean, that's what we're down to.
Yeah, my sheriff won't even call me back.
Well, now we got some stories there, Vince.
Marshall Cloudcraft. This is USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about who was at the Get Prepared Expo. We're going to do some name dropping. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Watch it. I there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the DC, you're going to flip off. For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Marjorie Wildcraft's with us, and we're talking about the expo. We're going to drop some names. Marjorie, you want to say some of the players involved, the cast of characters at USA Prepares?
We had a bunch of them. We were talking a little while ago about Sheriff Mack.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty amazing. And Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley was there.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to hug her. She was so cute.
Yeah, she was talking about some of the experiments that were done on the military. And it's really, really sad. And she did a couple seminars. One was on when there's no doctor, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And another one was, the vaccines and the experiments that are done in the military. You know, those guys take orders. They don't get many choices. You do what you're told or court-martial is headed your way. Yeah, and Brooklyn Bagwell was there.
Yeah, Doomsday Preppers. She was doing casting for the third season.
Yeah,
like if you wanted to get on the show, you go there and talk to her and you can tell her what you got and what you, and they're shifting it. She said they're going to focus more on skills and actual preparations.
And I'm really glad.
Oh man,
and, you know, I told her that if she's willing to do that, we could work with her and talk about real preparedness with her as one of our instructors. Wouldn't that be fun?
Every
6 weeks or so, she could be on with us. And she's all excited about that because, actually, I think she's been on at least three times, probably four hours of USA Prepares. And she was telling a story about how she was in New York City during Hurricane Sandy, and she got to see first time what happens when the lights go out.
Yeah.
Two days.
Yeah.
She was really, really frightened. And so she said the next time she's going to come back, she wants to shoot the .45. She wants to drive the big tractor.
Yeah.
She's coming to the farm. So she had a big meeting.
She's going to be buying a place in the Ozarks. You watch.
Yeah, I think so.
You watch.
Yeah.
Alan Busick.
Alan Busick, yeah.
Talk about doomsday preppers. That guy. Great. And he had a great little thing on just people getting started.
Alan Busick is a professional engineer, very unassuming, very reserved, very, very bright. And he comes to almost every single one of our meetups, unless he's got a conflict. And I've been to his place, and he's got a 300-gallon fish tank.
Yeah.
Well, actually more than that, probably, where he raises aquaponics at his place. And he built a greenhouse. And he's a guy that doesn't buy it. He has to build it.
Mm-hmm.
He has to design it, engineer it, construct it, maintain it, and tweak it. And he's never happy with the current state. He has to improve it. And it's wonderful. And by the way, did you notice that we had some inventors at the... at the expo, we had a guy who invented a stove, a flat pack stove that's the size of, if you took three Hershey bars and laid them side by side by side, as thick as the three Hershey bars and as large and a collapsible stove was...
I got to see that next time.
I
saw the people with the dragon stove, and
dragon,
I thought they have like a... It's like a rocket stove thing. Mm-hmm. And yes. I was talking to them because I'm very, very interested in areas... A lot of areas of the country and the world, not necessarily Texas where I'm from, but the harvest comes in the fall, and that's usually when it starts to rain. I spent last year up in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. So wood-fired food dehydrators...
Mm-hmm.
Really, really important tools,
right.
And they had models for that. And I said, listen, I want to watch you guys as you develop because this is a very important piece of infrastructure that we're going to need going forward. So
right. They
were engineers too. They had some really good stuff.
And they gave one away.
Yeah, that's right. They did. I tell you what, Vince. A lot of people come on Saturday, and that's kind of the big day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, the real day to come is on Sunday, and Sunday afternoon especially. Like that's when all the vendors are. We got to get rid of this inventory. And there was a ton of specials.
Absolutely.
Right at the end.
50% off, 40% off.
And I missed that one from those composting people from the, what is it?
That was Terraganics.
Terraganics, yes.
Terraganics blew them out. Oh, I think they lasted 5 minutes.
Really? It was like $25 for their composter.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to get one of those. And I got distracted with something. And
yeah. Eric Lancaster was here. That was his second expo. Really good company. We bought their EM1. I asked them for EM1. And, real good guy.
And Walls, we had Jim Ross there.
James Wesley Ross.
Via Skype, right?
Yeah, James Wesley Ross.
Like both days in 2 hour presentations.
Yeah, James Wesley Ross was absolutely riveting. He said a lot of things about the grid collapse. He talked about, getting your money out of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Cyprus. Mm-hmm. Cyprus is a big deal. Just watch Cyprus, and that's probably what's going to happen here.
The playbook.
Imagine, your bank saying, "Listen, you had $100 in there. Now you're down to 90."
We're just taking ten.
And actually, it's 20. Actually, no, it's really 30. No, actually, you should feel really good because we're going to leave you 40. They're up to 60%.
They're already taking so much in other ways. Yeah. Hey, there was a guy there selling gold. A lot of people said gold and silver.
He was shocked. He called me up and he said, "Hey, I'm interested in your expo, and but I'm not sure." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I'll tell you what. If you come to the expo, it's going to take you to the next level." He was selling small amounts of gold by the gram.
I bought a half gram piece from him, and by the time I got to him on Sunday afternoon, he had sold out of the 1 gram pieces. Completely sold out.
I said to him, "You're going to be a big hit. Everybody's going to love you." And so he did a seminar on bartering with gold. He said, he said that everything we told him was true. That he would be absolutely shocked and surprised at how much interest there was and how well he would do. He kind of thought I was being a salesman, saying, "Oh yeah, you know, we want your $226."
Well, you are an expo promoter.
he thought I was kidding, you know, yeah. At first, and then he said, "You know what? Actually, I think I believe you." Well, yesterday he and I met, and he said everything I said was true. And he's going to be on the radio with me, I think, on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah. Ed Campbell, our newest instructor on gold and bartering.
Yeah, one of the problems for me coming as a speaker is I buy too much stuff. I go shopping. Yeah. And the other bad thing is I usually bring my daughter with me, and she's about as bad of a shopper.
did you meet Dr. James Hubbard?
No, I didn't.
Okay, he's one of our senior instructors, and he has a website. It's called The Survival Doctor. Mm-hmm. He talks about wound care and burn care, and he drove.
Very important topic.
Absolutely. A brilliant man. Stayed for both days, and Mike Knox gave away 1,000 packs of seeds. 1,000 packs of seeds, and and first 500 through the door, or who bought tickets on Saturday or Sunday. If you bought advance tickets, you got them. So imagine this. You spend $15, and you get a free pack of seeds, your choice of Vinny's favorites, and they're heirloom seeds. And then you got a copy of the globalincidentmap.com. Did you get yours?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I've got some left.
Yeah. Wow, I'm going to pick one up. Yeah. And then those mugs. I like the mugs. I like the coffee mug.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I did. USA Prepares Coffee.
Well, I said that it's a very interesting coffee mug, and when you drink coffee or tea out of a black mug, it's very different. And that's what we use in the studio, and I really love them.
Hey, and Vince, I got to tell people, the $2 hot dogs, those things were great. Now, I don't hardly ever eat meat from the commercial food supply.
I don't either.
But you know what? I definitely ate two of those. I have to totally confess. They were really like foot long, big, big, big hot dogs. And yeah. They were delicious.
Well, they were Nathan's best.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't fish bait. Yeah, we do have, it's funny because there's some, it's a real cheap hot dog brand that we have in the refrigerator. And it really is fish bait. When the children have friends over and they go fishing in the catfish pond, they'll take a hot dog and they'll cut it into a piece, and it really is fish bait.
Yeah. And we had anybody who wanted to try mealyworms or crickets, we had Alan Davison with the insect eating opportunity,
and they were fresh.
They were fresh.
I mean,
he was just giving them out to people, just try this and learn a little bit about it and be a little tiny bit more prepared in that way,
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got there too late.
I know. We're so excited about that one. And then Rick Miller. Oh, my gosh, mind control, and how to think like a Navy SEAL. And that guy has so much material.
Well, he's here at the Cowan Civic Center right now with us. He's in another room, but after this broadcast, we're going to get a chance to see that. And they're videoing this. So if that works, We can offer that.
I want to use that on my children. I'm going to do the mind control thing.
Yeah. Well, seriously, he was in a head-to-head competition with the world's best-known psychics.
Gene Dixon.
Yeah, in 1975, and he hands down beat them all by orders of magnitude. I mean, I'm really fortunate because I get a chance to spend a lot of time with Rick Miller when he's here. He comes to the farm, and I told a story at the dinner that, when we get ready for a broadcast, I call. He's in Oregon, and he's 2 hours earlier than we are. So I call him up in the mornings because he's on from 9 o'clock central and the 10 o'clock hour. So I call him up in the morning, and we talk about what we're going to talk about. And I write down my notes, type them up, and we hardly ever go.
And then you never talk about that, right? That guy is all over the place.
He's got ADHD, senior ADHD.
He is classic, yeah.
He's absolutely brilliant.
But the comment that so many people make about him, and it, when you look in his eyes, there's some real depth there. When you look in that guy's eyes, you can deal with all the insanity of his personality.
Yeah, one of our other instructors says, he's on drugs. It's like they're really worried about him. Yeah. He's not. It just... He's like that.
He's just like, that's just him.
Yeah, he really is that. He's like that.
And Cass Ingram. Yeah, Cass Ingram.
Dr. Oregano was here. You know, he's on the radio all over the place and talking about oregano. So he was here. Joel Johnson, you know, Kodiak Survival, he's teaching a seminar right now, which is MacGyver Meets the Junk Man. And with him is Bill Whaley. Now, Bill Whaley is a real story, an interesting story. You know Jim and Tammy Baker, remember them?
Oh, yeah.
The evangelists. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Expo number two, we had Expo number five this weekend, but Expo number two, Bill Whaley's been to all of our expos. He's a big boy. I mean, he's like probably 6'5".
So the last name of Whaley kind of fits.
Yeah. And he's a helicopter pilot from Vietnam, and he's the kind of guy that would rescue, you know, those downed soldiers, and no one would want to go in and take the enemy fire, and he would, and he'd go rescue him. So they loved him. Well, he's our hero. He teaches a seminar called Live Off Junk, and we affectionately refer to him as the Junk Man. I guess it's okay. He always gives me a big hug. That's not like. It's not like he's unhappy about it.
I bet that's a big hug.
It's a big hug. He's three times my size, at least. Marjorie Wildcraft, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to drop some more names on the other side of this break, and we'll talk about the university. Please, don't touch that dial.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit it comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy. Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know that no whining is that's, you know, that's really aimed at the major broadcasters, because that's what they do. They whine. If you listen to the top 10, they're whining. They whine for about 8 minutes, and then they hit the reset button and they replay it. And then I'm serious. I'm talking about the top 10.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And they don't say, hey, not only here's the problem, but here's the solution. Here's their telephone number. Give these Congress critters a call. They don't do it. They won't do it. They just whine about it. And that's really, that's why I play that. That's why we have that.
It's for the other broadcasters.
Yeah, it is. Hey,
you know, there was so much going on at that expo, Vince. It's hard to take it all in. In fact, you got to do a whole series of expos. And even coming as a presenter, there's so many that I want to do, because there's so many high quality instructors. I'm like that Dr. Norman Shane.
Dr. Howard Shane and
Howard
Dr. Norman Shealy.
Yeah, Dr. Norman Shealy, the dentist. I really got to do that.
Howard Shane, Howard, you know, he does emergency dentistry. Dr. Howard Shane of Fox Great Family Dentistry. He's a very close friend of the family, and he is probably the number one dentist in Springfield. He makes teeth in his dental office. He has six operatories, and he's... he's really serious about it. You know, we'll be on the weekend, we'll be doing something, and his phone will ring, and his cell phone will say, I got to go into the office. Like, it could be a Sunday. I mean, he doesn't say, listen, I just take two aspirins and, you know, we'll make an appointment for a couple of weeks from now. No, he just drops everything right then and there. It's old-fashioned dentistry, and with all the modern tools, he's unbelievable. He made the front page of the, you know, the Springfield Papers section on his seminar. Absolutely brilliant. They expected he was going to have, you know, vice grips, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, you all got these, right? Okay, that's all I need.
But, you know, there's so much material there, and it's so rich.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about having a university now.
Yeah, the USA Prepares University with, you'll complete about 40 hours of instruction. And that'll take you about four expos if you do 10 hours worth of classes per expo. Now, you can do... You can do as many as 14 seminars. If you just go seminar to
if
seminar.
If you're a glutton for punishment.
Well, you know, I told people, I said, look, when we're done with you, you're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people thought I was kidding. And others, you know, found out I wasn't kidding. But so we had some really, really interesting. Glenn Meter. Glenn Meter is an inventor. He's one of us. And he's invented a still. You just apply heat to it.
The survival still.
The survival still. And you can purify water.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we're talking about eating bugs. Well, I mean, if you had to get the juice out of bugs and distill it into water.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there. But water is so crucial. And, you know, people just don't think, and especially hygiene, you know, waterborne diseases and things after collapse will be a huge, huge issue. It'll be one of the biggest things that wipe out people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are so many people concerned about it. They were buying Berkey water filters. Like, I've never seen.
They were gone.
Yeah,
they were gone early on.
We had pallets of Berkey water filters, and it was quite impressive the attention that they got. Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition was there. Absolutely great guy. It's amazing how many of our instructors have been arrested.
Badge of honor. It hasn't happened to me yet. Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll work on that.
When I go to Springfield.
No, I won't.
When I go to Springfield, I find out that they've got my picture at certain places.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm serious. I'm very serious. There are events that people have, and they pass out my picture to the security people, and they say, if you see this guy, you know, call the cops, or if you see this guy, throw him out.
Really?
I'm serious. Absolutely serious.
I'm going to start looking in the ladies' restrooms on the highway back to Texas. See if we can find your picture.
Mike Ma was so much fun. He was treating people with Hoi Chi. Man.
We're out of time.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. We're going to be back later this afternoon, though.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. We're going to be back on the air at 3 o'clock. You can check on the website. We're going to talk a little bit more about the expo. Marjorie Wildcraft, Doomsday Preppers Expert. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you so much, Marjorie Wildcraft.
Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.